man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Windermere boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see. What I hate is what I hate, and I always will. What I hate is someone mad enough to kill. What I love is someone with a heart that's really good. Now we can't change the whole wide world. Maybe we can change our neighborhood.
Your host, always live, and once again, you can tell I'm live. Let me just look here. I'm looking at my pants to see if I got any paint on my pants. I was up on a ladder on the side of my house painting my house when my daughter came running out saying, "Daddy, your radio show." Sorry, I apologize. I got carried away by the painting was going so well. I just kept going and going and going. So here we are at the Trump phenomenon on September 4th, 2018. I'm James Kelso. I'm up in North Dakota painting my house. Got to take advantage of these fall months here to get anything you want to get done because in the winter it gets to minus 28. It's the coldest I've experienced absolute temperature, and that's pretty cold, but I love it. I love it, and the reason I love it up here is because it's a great place to raise children because of not the surfing. I sure miss that California surfing. It's not the skiing. Ain't none of that. There's a little bit of skiing. It's the people. It's the people. And the people, that's what we're working to fight. That's what we're trying to save, is our people. And if you take our people, not somebody else's people, you know, bless their hearts. And I wish them the best. I hope they try to do something good with their people. But our obligation and our fun and our obligation, our responsibility, our duty is to our people, not to somebody else's people. As Congressman Steve King of Iowa said, we can't be raising other people's children. It doesn't work. It's actually kind of condescending, isn't it? Kind of patronizing to think that you've got to provide a country and schools and a hospital and safe drinking water and highways. And public safety. You have to apply. You have to provide this for all these other people of the world. As if what? What are you saying, Mr. and Mrs. Liberal, or Ms. Liberal? What are you saying, or Ms. Transgender? LGBTQXYZ, what are you saying? You're saying you have so much contempt for all the other people in the world, the non-Europeans, that you think they can't do this themselves. They can't run a country by themselves. You're saying it in everything you do. You're proclaiming it loud and clear. You're a racist. We're not. We believe in our people. That's not racism. Having such great contempt for everybody else in the world that you think they can't even run a country, that you have to drop your borders so that you can bring them all into your country, all the Somalians, the Mexicans, the Guatemalans, the Hondurans, the Chinese, the Indians, the Nigerians, the Ethiopians. You have to bring them all into your country because they can't run a country down where they are. And down where they are, by the way, is usually a place with better climate, sure as hell better than North Dakota. Do you think the beaches of Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador are nicer than the beaches of North Dakota? I think they are. But North Dakota's a hell of a better place. Why? Oh, why is North Dakota such a better place? Why do all those people want to come here? Oh, let's see. Could it be because of us? Yes, it is because of us. And wherever we go, if you take our civilization and put it anywhere, we're going to have a nice place. That's the nature of our people. And that's why we're worth preserving. That's why we're worth saving. And if we're mixed in a giant wearing food blender with all the other peoples of the world, of course, we cease to exist. We no longer exist. The distinctive, unique nature of who we are that has made this great place that all of them want to come to and take over and live in would be gone. So what's that thing about the goose that laid the golden egg? You know, you kill the goose. Hey, no more golden eggs. Funny thing. All right, let's get a show underway here. And let's see, the Justice Kavanaugh hearings. Oh, my gosh. What a display of what's wrong with the left wing. Now, let me just check here. Let me check the message board. If you want to call in, 800-313-9443, you can call in now. Lines are open. Once again, mea culpa for my arrival here late. I really was up on a ladder up on the second story painting away. These hearings today, I watched them. They were going on today live, and it was something to behold. Everything that's wrong with the left was on vivid display. And what's right about us, a lot of that was on display, too. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Brett Kavanaugh, what a brilliant pick by our greatest president ever, Donald Trump. I know I say that all the time, but I want to emphasize the point. He really is the greatest, no matter what, whatever it is. He has hit the nail on the head on every area of, getting our jobs back, getting the economy going, getting our pride in ourselves back, achieving peace all around the world. Donald Trump has done it. And, great news. Yesterday, the news came out that the total number of refugees into the United States so far, with 2 months to go in their counting year, is less than half of what it was the year before. Hey, not bad. No, I think it's a quarter of what it was. Obama had something like 85,000 refugees admitted. Donald Trump, it looks like he's going to have 80,000. Hey, that is good. To cut it to a quarter of what it was, in spite of the incessant, vicious opposition of people like the ones we saw at the Kavanaugh hearing today, is remarkable. And Chairman Grassley of the Senate, what is this committee that heard this? Was this the Senate Judiciary Committee? I think it was. That was hearing the testimony from Brett Kavanaugh. And Kavanaugh was just, what a man, what a dignified, what a white man. Brett Kavanaugh is. What an exemplar of our civilization, of our people. His wife, his children, he himself, his conduct, his behavior, his record, his career, everything. And these left wingers, they're left with, I mean, they can't produce a guy like this. So they're ragging on this guy who is so much better than they are. They don't have anybody like Brett Kavanaugh. This guy is so shiny, bright, brilliant, outstanding. Donald Trump, just like Babe Ruth, just smacked this nomination ball right over the center field fence and right out of the park into the parking lot. Well done by Donald Trump. Let's see here. Let's go to, I wonder if I can play a little bit of that audio from that. You have these crazy people who, well, here, let's go to the headlines. Let me see how Breitbart is handling this right now at this hour. Oh, another thing I want to touch upon in this show. Murr from Wisconsin. Let me know about something I was unaware of. This 48-page PDF file written by Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas. And I want to talk about Louie Gohmert. Again, an exemplar of who we are, the best that we are. Representative Louie Gohmert of the 1st District in Texas. I familiarized myself today with his 1st District. I've driven through it somewhat, and I know people there in Tyler, Texas, is the town where Louie Gohmert lives. And it's, if you can imagine Shreveport, Louisiana, imagine the state line there between Texas and Louisiana to the east in the area of north of Lake Charles and just south of Shreveport. If you're driving from Dallas to Shreveport, you'd go through Tyler, Texas. And that's Louie Gohmert's 1st congressional district. And wow, this guy carries that district by huge numbers. Louie Gohmert exemplifies the winning ways of Donald Trump that all patriots should emulate. And drop all the other programs, drop all the stuff that's been losing, and get on the winning program. Louie Gohmert, let me tell you, he wins his district. Let me see if I can find these pages by huge margins. And you go, oh, yeah, well, of course, he lives in a 98% white district. So that's how he does that. Well, in the case of Representative Steve King of Iowa, who said that beautiful statement that we can't be raising other people's children. Boy, do we love Steve King. Well, his district is 98% white. His district comprises the upper the northwestern one-third of the state of Iowa and by territory. So, you know, and hey, that's wonderful. That's where I live now. That's one of the reasons I've been for so long in North Dakota, for that very demographic reason. But Louie Gohmert is actually achieving higher numbers. He is elected by a larger majority in the 1st District of Texas than even Steve King of Iowa. But his district, now get this, I'm just doing this from memory, I got to find the page for you. His district is only 63% white. Let me find it for you. I've got it here. Let me scroll down. I think I've got it for you. I'm just doing this from memory now. It's 63% white. So how does he do that? He gets... let me find his vote here. I should have had this all lined up for you. By the way, the 1st District of Texas voted for Donald Trump 72%, surpassing even the great state of North Dakota. And Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton by 47 percentage points in Louie Gohmert's district. But, like Paul Harvey, the rest of the story after the break.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, we're back, folks. James Kelso here on the Trump Phenomenon, and I'm using Louie Gohmert to make a point here tonight. Thanks to Burr in Wisconsin, who turned me on to the excellent essay that Louie Gohmert wrote about the Mueller investigation. It's an unbelievable 48-page, very brilliantly written thing. I'll try to read a few paragraphs from it for you. It's the kind of thing that isn't going to get in the news because it's too good. It doesn't boil down to a 20-second soundbite. You have to read the thing. It's 48 pages of genius. Louie Gohmert is a genius. But he's achieved this. He gets enormous. He's reelected. His lowest percentage ever was like after he was initially elected was 67% majority every 2 years. Remember, congressmen have to go stand back before the voters every 2 years. That's why it's called the People's House, the House of Representatives. But I think he's gotten percentages that are way up in the 80s. I'll have to look it up. But, I mean, he is just solidly reelected every year. And you go, well, is he like Steve King? Is he in a – I just looked Steve King's district up. It's 96% white. No, he's not. So Louie Gohmert shows that you can win in America, and I'll tell you why. Louie Gohmert's district actually is a like a perfect reflection of the American population at large. He gets, you know, 80% of the vote, and I'll go back and check that exact number there. His district is only 63% white. Just like America. I think we're about 63% white here in America, nationally. But Louis Gohmert gets a way bigger percentage than that. He's very right wing. He's right on all the issues. Every issue you can think of, he's right on it. And he's strong on it. He's a Donald Trump before Trump's time. He appeals to his... He is talking the language that America understands, that patriotic America, the America that's in the toilet, of course, doesn't like it, hates it, and screams as they were screaming at the Kavanaugh hearing today. It was unbelievable to watch this clown, Kamala Harris, kind of like leading like a cheerleader, the screeching from dozens of protesters in the audience who are just wailing and interrupting, and you didn't hear anything going on. It was wonderful. Let him do it. Let him keep digging. Keep digging, left-wingers. But okay, so let's look at Louis Gohmert's district there in far eastern Texas, right on the Louisiana border. It's 63% white. That's just like our country. It's 18% black. That's actually blacker, I think, than America. But it's about where we are. It's 18% Hispanic. And nationally in America, the Hispanic community is about the same size as the black community. The Hispanics made a big deal a couple years ago when, by their calculations, they surpassed the black community in numbers. But the point is, they're about the same. And then there's a 1% Asian. That's about, you know, kind of the national experience. And then 0.5% Native American. Again, all of this is America. Louis Gohmert represents America. And his breakdown, you'd say, well, is Louis Gohmert like Steve King? Steve King's from a 50% rural, 50% urban district, which, again, rural favors Republicans. So is Louis Gohmert from like a super rural district? No, it's 57% urban and 43% rural. So my point is this. Steve King is brilliant. He is as good as you can get as a congressman. But Louis Gohmert, wow. And when you read this essay that he wrote, let me see if I can find it. My gosh, thank you, Murr, for referring me to it. And I'll try to get it up. I don't have it right in front of me, but I will find that for you and read you a few paragraphs from that. A man that brilliant, my gosh. This is the way to go. This is why I'm so enthusiastic about Donald Trump. He's doing this on a national scale. It's what we've been needing all along, this kind of genius for giving the people, our people, and I love that word, our, and when I say our people, anyone who says our people, what are they referring to? When the founders said to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Whose posterity were they referring to? Our posterity. All of those white guys gathered in Independence Hall. What were they? Who were they talking about? People from Somalia? I don't think so. They're talking about their kids. And at the time, of course, I don't want to dwell on this because this has been very unproductive in our history. The whole schism between Catholics and Protestants has been very, very harmful to us. But all those guys were Protestants as well. I mean, it was a very homogeneous group of people in Independence Hall who wrote the Declaration of Independence and who wrote the Constitution. Now, there's been a lot of history since then. Oh, got another break. We'll be right back. Good boy. Condition grounded, but determined to try. Circling skies, tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound. This is my pressure set. Mixtures.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say. About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendolite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name.
Call my name.
Cause daddy's name isn't
Willie Woodrow. Born and raised in no ghetto. We're back. And the funny thing about that song, I say it again, my dad's name was Woodrow. I think I never nailed it down, I think, after Woodrow Wilson. But anyway, some great news. Now, let's see, we started out here, I was talking about Louis Gohmert, and I want to share with you his brilliant writing. And he is like the Trump phenomenon. We could call it the Gohmert phenomenon. He shows us how to win. And it's the new Republican Party. By the way, Pat Buchanan just wrote an essay a few days ago that is just rock'em, sock'em. He nails it as to what has just happened, what Donald Trump has just achieved. He has taken over the Republican Party, effectively. He's got command of the ship. Now, there are still a bunch of traitors on the ship. But there's still some rough going here. Before the Republican Party gets cleaned up. But Donald Trump is in charge. And let's see. Oh, I was mentioning the incredibly counterproductive animosity between Catholics and Protestants, which is so stupid. It's been stupid for our entire history. And remember, folks, let me give you my 30-second course on that split. Remember, folks, everyone listening to my voice, your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents were Catholics. Now, all of my, on all branches of my family tree, as far as I can tell everywhere, everybody's a Protestant.
Some of them actually came on the Mayflower. Some of them actually were, including the guy who organized the Jamestown expedition, were my ancestors. And they were all Protestants. But if you go, you know, go 200 years earlier, and the reason they're all Catholics is everybody was a Catholic before the Protestant Reformation. So we all are connected to the Catholic Church. And the hostility, at one time when the Klan, for instance, was bad-mouthing Catholics, what a dumb idea. And now, to put a point on it, how important, I mean, the Catholic patriots are every bit what any Protestant patriots are. Two recent examples, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, both Roman Catholics. And these guys are going to save our bacon. More good news. Another great Catholic, Carlo Maria Vigano. The accent's on the last syllable, V-I-G-A-N-O, Vigano. Born in 1941 in Varese, Italy, which is right up against, in Lombardy, right up against the Swiss border. What a man Carlo Maria Vigano is. He has, and this is, you know, everybody, this is really hard. I've kind of, you know, I haven't really dug into the issue as to how bad Pope Francis is. This guy's a communist. He's horrible. How did it happen? But here's the beautiful news. And of course, this is a problem for Catholics to solve, not for, you know, Protestants like myself to take pot shots at Catholics. As I say, that is totally unproductive. But here's the great news. Great heroes, great men and women in the Catholic Church are telling the truth about Pope Francis. And so it's just beautiful. And especially this guy, Carlo Maria Vigano, he is saying, I'll just give you the executive summary here. He put out a piece. He was a very important man in the church. He was, as I said, born in 41. So that makes him now 77 years old, young guy. He's an archbishop of the Catholic Church. He served as the apostolic nuncio to the United States, that is the ambassador from the Vatican to the United States, from 2011 to 2016. Very important guy. And he put out a piece saying Pope Francis has been participating in the cover-up of the sexual abuse scandals in the Catholic Church. Now, this has to be sorted out. You know, the Catholic Church has to figure this out. Everybody knows it and has got to get it right and root out the corruption in the church. This is where Donald Trump is rooting out the deep state. There's corruption, you know, in every institution. But Carlo Maria Vigano is saying that the Pope has been participating in the cover-up. In other words, he's got to go. He's got to go. And he was backed up. He's being backed up by people. I'll just go to a Google search, a Bing search. I'm looking in Bing here. The Catholic Herald has got good articles. They're praising Archbishop Vigano. The Catholic World Report backing up Vigano. LifeSite News, which I'm sure is a pro-life Catholic website, they're backing up Vigano. The NC Register, another Catholic website. And so this is all really good. And if there are any Catholics in the audience who can call and give me the Catholic point of view on this opposition that's building to Pope Francis and his craziness, this is wonderful. And it's great to see the Catholic Church kind of, what Archbishop Vigano is saying, I love it in his writing, which I can only, you know, do a thumbnail sketch. He says, I'm about to meet my maker. I'm 77 years old. I want to be clean when I meet my maker. I have to tell the truth about this. Yeah, he's the Pope, but there's something more important than the Pope's authority, isn't there? And that's the truth. And so I'm telling the truth, before God. That's wonderful. That's the way to go. And and that's the way to get rid of a pope that was in a colossal blunder in his selection. Let's see, where else can I go here with stuff for you to talk about? If you want to call, the lines are open, so feel free to call. The Kavanaugh, as I say, it's all good news. That was great news from the Catholic current events. And the and there have been big scandals, big scandals. There was one in Pennsylvania involving lots of rotten priests. You know, and again, as I said, there's a deep state in everything. So there's no big institution that doesn't have rotten people in it. Good news from the Kavanaugh hearings, he will be confirmed. And what the deep state is doing, what people like, and oh, Kamala, how do you even pronounce her name? Kamala? You know, come on, Harris. I hope she becomes the Democratic candidate. Democrat candidate, as Donald Trump insists. How about Hillary again? How about this, you know, any of these extreme left-wingers? The Democratic Party is losing its collective mind, and it's wonderful to behold. Now, if you thought the Trump-Hillary debates were a blast in 2015 and 16, you ain't seen nothing yet. 2015, the primary debates, and then the Hillary-Trump debates. The debates in 2020 are going to be a hoot. Let's see. Let's just glance up here at what the current headline is. Oh, here's the essay from Louis Gohmert. And listen to the kind of writing that he has just put out. It's brilliant. He goes through the history of Robert Mueller, calling him a criminal. And his knowledge, his factual knowledge, is so incredible. Mueller's minions help mobster Whitey Bulger eliminate mob competitors. The Boston Globe noted Robert Mueller's connection with the Whitey Bulger case in an article entitled "One Lingering Question for FBI Director Robert Mueller." And there's stuff in here I had never heard before. So Louis Gohmert, a brilliant lawyer, has done his research. He says, "My goal was to share some firsthand information, as other Republican members of Congress had requested, adding, 'You seem to know so much about him, Mueller.' This article is prepared from my viewpoint to better inform the reader about the special prosecutor leading the effort to railroad President Donald J. Trump through whatever manufactured charge he can allege. Judging by Mueller's history, it doesn't matter who he has to threaten, harass, prosecute, or bankrupt to get someone to be willing to allege something, anything, about our current president. It certainly appears Mueller will do what it takes to bring down his target, ethically or unethically, based on my findings." And, I mean, isn't that beautiful? "What I have accumulated here is absolutely shocking. Upon the realization that Mueller's disreputable, twisted history speaks to the character of the man placed in a position to attempt to legalize a coup against a lawfully elected president." I mean, nobody says it better than Gohmert. Any Republican who says anything resembling "Bob Mueller will do a good job as special counsel," or "Bob Mueller has a great reputation for being fair," or anything similar. Now, remember, just think of people you've heard say this. And I'm trying to figure them out, too. Anyone who says anything similar, A, wants President Trump indicted for something and removed from office regardless of his innocence. That's choice A. All those people who keep saying, Bob Mueller, I know Bob Mueller. He's impeccable. He's going to do a good job. Let him do his job. And there are some really inexplicable statements like that from some people that we tend to think are patriots. But listen to Louis Gohmert's analysis. That's A, they actually really want Trump deposed, or B, is intentionally ignorant of the myriad of outrageous problems permeating Mueller's professional history. He doesn't say ignorant. He says intentionally ignorant. God, that's a good phrase. Or C, is cultivating future Democrat votes when he or she comes before the Senate someday for a confirmation hearing. Man, those are three really slimy alternatives. There is simply too much clear and convincing information available to the contrary. And he says, in his early years as FBI director, most Republican members of Congress gave Mueller a pass in oversight hearings, allowing him to avoid tough questions. After all, we were continually told Bush appointed him. I gave him easy questions the first time I questioned him in 2005, out of deference to his Vietnam service. Yet the longer I was in Congress, the more conspicuous the problems became. As I have said before of another Vietnam veteran, just because someone deserves our respect for service or our sympathy for things that happened to them in the military, you must be thinking of John McCain, that does not give them the right to harm our country later. As glaring problems came to light, I toughened up my questions in the oversight hearings. But first, let's cover a little of Mueller's history. Now, that's the part I can't read to you. We got a caller. Fred in Michigan, you're on the air.
Jim.
Yes.
This Russiagate et al. Debacle morass.
Yes.
There's a group called Senior Executive Service, SES.
Yes.
And SES comprises the 500 Bar Esquire Attorney DOJ, and they are all intimately connected to the Rothschild Bank of England Inns of Court.
Well, now, hang on, Fred. I want you to continue your point. But the Senior Executive Service folks, that is simply the top pay grade. So, yes, the people that are SES rank in the government, they are the top. You can't get paid any more than they get paid. I don't know what it is. It's a lot of money. And they are the top people, and they kind of lord it over their peers and their juniors.
Well, James, more than that, they control all the contracts.
I understand, but you kind of have the dog chasing its tail here. Of course they control a lot. That's how they became the Senior Executive Service. That's like saying the CEOs of America's corporations control those corporations and the boards of directors. Yeah, they do. But it's kind of like a circuitous logic there. Of course they are the directors. Of course they control it. So the SES, yes, they control lots of things. But it's not a secret society. It's not they are simply the top paid people. Now, how they got those top paid positions, of course, is corrupt. So how did Rod Rosenstein get to be SES and Bob Mueller and all these others? Of course, they're scratching each other's backs. It's corrupt to the hilt. But now, continue with your point.
It's a fraternity. And what I found out from hearing a presentation, I wish you would interview these folks sometimes, Aim for Truth. Aim for Truth, there's several guys, Douglas Gabriel, who used to be a...
Well, hang on, don't give me, yeah, but give me the point.
So Trump cannot fire them. Once they're ensconced, they cannot be fired. However, there is a provision in statutory law where Trump can cause their salaries to go to like $1.
Okay, now, all right. Now, you may be better informed than I am, but James Comey was fired, and he's SES, okay? Donald Trump can fire anybody in the executive branch. There are people that can drag him through hell, as which they are now doing after he fired James.
James, we need to get behind this, man. All of them, yes. All those FOBs need to be fired out of there, man. And you know what?
Yes.
I'll give credit where it's due. Levine, Mark Levine, a couple years ago said that no one has to be a licensed bar esquire attorney to become a judge. So,
yes. Yeah. Now, hang on. Yeah, Fred, we'll get a final comment from you right after this break.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. gnarly.
Are the good times really over or good? Well, here we are, folks, on the Trump phenomenon. We're in our last segment. Fred's in Michigan there. And Fred, you made some good points. I want to thank you very much. Would you mind if I use our remaining just 2 or 3 minutes just to summarize a few things? Is that okay with you?
Jim, let me say one last thing, please.
Yeah,
thank
sure.
you for pointing out. Thank you for enlightening me that he fired Comey. I'm out of the loop on that. But I hope he'll also fire John Bolton, because Bolton recently declared that we are going to be warring in Iran in 2019, and we really don't need that, my friend.
No, we don't. We don't. Thank you very much. You're right, Fred, but thank God Bolton was not elected president, and Donald Trump is going to ignore any warmonger talk like that from Bolton or anybody else. And the proof's in the pudding. Donald Trump has not gotten us involved in any war anywhere, and he's getting us out of wars all over the place. So today's show, I'll say, is this. It's a salute to Louis Gohmert as a guy who embodies the Trump phenomenon. He's a member of the House Oversight Committee. Let me just tell you, this is the kind of winner. Patriots need winners, and patriots need to get used to the idea of winning. This is what's different about Donald Trump. A lot of us patriots, we've been losing so long, we've kind of become satisfied. Well, I'm right. Yeah, I'm losing, but I'm right. I can go through life. I'm going down in flames, but I'm right. No, that's the wrong approach, folks. We have a moral obligation to our children to win. To win. It's not going to be much consolation to them when they're enslaved in the next generation or two generations from now. Well, our grandparents were right, but they lost. No, we have to win. And Louis Gohmert's a winner. He was brigade commander of the Corps of Cadets at Texas A&M. He was he's an Army captain. He was class president at Baylor, where he got his law degree. He was elected to be a judge. He's a winner with the people. And now I told you he gets great voting. His voting, he's had years reelected over and over again. 88% of the vote in 2008. 90% of the vote in 2010, 78% of the vote in 2014. In his last election, 2016, he got 74% of the vote. This guy, Louis Gohmert, strong, knows how to win. And on issues like, you think, well, how about climate change? It's probably not good with us on that. No, he is. He's exactly with us. And let me just make one last little point here. I talked to, we ran out of time. We'll just call this a salute to Louis Gohmert, and we'll pick it up again with all the great news that's going to happen in the next 24 hours. We'll pick it up again tomorrow night when we meet you here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you then.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.